just to cap the day, we asked him to come out and learn a bunch of new plays offensively, which we did a very good job again with. The only time we had to recall it up was we had a misplaced player on the other side of the ball, so that was good. I thought the ball was off the ground less today. More today. It was a lot of catches on both sides. The defense caught two balls going their way, which was good. We attacked the ball and did well. We still ran to the ball effectively. A lot of information. And as I said yesterday, I thought the coaches structured the practice that we moved in and out of it, you know, very well and got done early. Well, I think that's been the way in the style of defense that we're going to play and have played here. And, you know, obviously Mel being here and being the new guy from a defensive standpoint, I mean, he's going to put his spin on things and his take. But, you know, he's going to try to use all the positive elements that we have and have a system that's flexible to use the speed, to use the type of players that we've got on the field here, which, you know, we got a good group of guys. It's very apparent they're not only fast, they're smart. And after 2 days, extremely cooperative in a transition period, extremely cooperative in leadership, not just by the guys who have been around a long time, but by guys who haven't been around here very long, on both ends of it. Well, I think they should be ascending, certainly. How much better? A lot of that depends on what's going on around them. Consistency in staff, consistency in working with coaches who can help them with their craft, not debilitating their development with new things. So that's a big part of it, is if that should transition into coaching, into the system, and then the buy-in of the player. I mean, all good players want to master their craft. They want to get better at it. And you would expect a first to second year there would be, you know, a pretty good ascension in their play if they're doing all the right things and taking care of themselves. Well, you would think that, you know, it's been a good start just to see the guys being able to take on so much information. As we challenged them yesterday, you know, they had 3 or 4 days with scripts in their hands at the hotel or at their house preparing for day one, but they only had the scripts for day two, but they were focused on day one to get through it. And so what was impressive today is we had very few mentals. We had one mental on defense yesterday, and I think we had one or two on offense in the perimeter, meaning, you know, the receivers and running backs really where the majority of the new stuff was. We had minimal air, even in our alignments, which is pretty impressive and a credit to these guys. And today we threw out about another 75 passes and another, you know, 10 runs. And again, we were able to move through it fairly quickly without inhibiting the flow of practice, which you would see if people are, you know, check, get back in the huddle, we got to start over, you know, coach a guy up on the run. You didn't see Mike Groh or Skip Pete or Andy Bischoff telling their guys what to do on the way to the line of scrimmage, which is pretty impressive in 2 days in an offense. It says a lot about the guys and their preparation. He's a guy that has come here to, reinvent himself, so to speak. Maybe that's the wrong term, but, you know, he's in a new place, in a new time, in a new start, and there's guys in this team that know him, that think very highly of him, team guys in the locker room that think very highly of him, and, you know, he's very noticeable out there in practice, and I've had a couple of conversations, but just letting him do his thing.